Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm pleased to be joined by safety Malcolm Jenkins. And Malcolm, as one of the new pieces here in Philadelphia, one of the things I want to ask you is, what's the difference between coming in as a rookie first-round pick versus coming in as the big free agent signing for a football team?
I think it's a lot different, you know. And, well, there's similarities and differences. As a rookie, you know, you don't know what to expect from a training camp. You're trying to fit in with the veterans. You're trying to kind of feel your way around. You know, and it's all new to you, so everything's 100 miles an hour, even on the field and off the field. Where coming in as a veteran, you know, it's a lot slower as far as the football and X's and O's. But that feel where you're trying to feel yourself around, figure out where you stand on the team, and get around guys, that aspect is still the same as being a rookie, and it's very, very similar. So, but it's fun. I mean, that's part of kind of moving to a new team in a new city. But that all gets accelerated as training camp goes along, as the season goes along, and we spend more time together. New kid on the block jitters go away really quickly.
Could you sense that players were gravitating towards you, some of the younger guys early on, though?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I just show up and just work the way I do, and I think my work ethic and work habits have made me a leader in other teams, and it's the same way here.
So you got to play for Rob Ryan with the Saints last season. You're playing with Bill Davis. Kind of compare and contrast the styles philosophically of what they're trying to accomplish.
I think philosophically they're a little different. Bill's a lot more of a zone emphasis. But this year I think he's trying to add some more man concepts to take some of the air out of the coverage. Where Rob Ryan was, you know, he comes from the Buddy Ryan system as his dad. It's really aggressive, blitzes a lot of man-to-man, a lot of zero pressures, and still adds a little bit of zone here or there, but mostly cover two with man-to-man. And that's what the Saints secondary was built for, a lot of man-to-man guys that can, you know, cover in the slot and everything. Here it's more versatile, guys are a lot more zone matchups, but like I said, Bill's adding some more stuff where we can match up and take some of the air out of the coverage.
I was going to ask you, what is it like being able to play as a deep safety, to play up in the box? We've seen you flex outside, mm-hmm. as outside corner, even in the slot. What's it like being able to handle all those different roles?
I think that's where I thrive, and that's where I'm most comfortable. I think when I have to be deep the entire time and play that true post safety, I get antsy, and you know, I start doing stuff I probably don't need to do. But when I get a chance to move around and cover, you know, because I played corner pretty much my whole entire life until my second year in the league, so I'm still very, very comfortable with playing press man. Being able to blitz the quarterback and understanding protections and how to get home on my blitzes is something I really enjoy. So it keeps me engaged, and I get to learn the defense when I'm at different positions, because you have to learn, you know, what the linebackers are doing, what stunts the front is going to be doing, what your corner and safety is doing. So it allows me to really understand the entire defense as a whole.
How long did it take you to learn Bill Davis' defense?
You know, it's actually, it looks, you know, to a quarterback pretty elaborate, but it really isn't. It's pretty simple. Once you get the set rules, and those rules don't change no matter what happens, and you know, it makes it easy to grasp. And then, you know, they don't only install it just based on what you do. They, you know, they'll tell you about what the linebackers are doing here, so how that affects your technique and what the safeties and corners are doing. So when you learn it all, you know, as one whole, you see how the defense moves. You see how we get things covered and how you overlap, and you know, so everybody kind of gets that big picture view.
Everyone's wondering who's going to start alongside you this season. Can you tell me how the chemistry is developing with guys like Nate Allen, Roel Wolf, Chris Maragos, all the guys who are in the mix to
yeah.
start alongside you?
I think
you?
The fun thing about it is, you know, all of these guys have been grasping things well, and I think it's exciting to see the competition kind of unfold. Me and Nate have been out there with the ones, and you know, we've been on the same page as far as communications, how we see things, and it's really been, the game has slowed down a lot. And I know for him, it's freeing. He doesn't have to babysit anybody. He knows that, you know, all he has to do is communicate on this side of the field, and me and him are on the same page, so it allows him to cut loose. Me and Earl have been sitting there, and I've been able to coach him up a little bit on just the mental aspect of the game, how to see things before they happen, how to communicate, how to make calls quicker, and I've seen that his progression over the last, you know, couple months really take off. And Chris Maragos is, you know, a veteran. He knows what he's going to do. He's going to be in the right place at the right time. He's been around. You know, he loves special teams. So you know, I'm sitting back and watching it just like everybody else, you know, and, you know, whoever's next to me is going to be more than capable.
Last question. I know you got to face Chip Kelly's offense in the playoffs, but what is it like going against it every day in practice?
Well, practice is a little different because it's faster in practice than it is in a game. And they're changing receivers, you know, so I'll go deep on one play and then I jog back, but the receiver I was just covering, he goes off the field as a brand new guy. So
so you don't get a break.
Yeah, I don't get a break. They get a break. But, you know, so it's a little tougher in practice than in a game where, you know, if Macklin runs deep, he's got to jog back with me. And then so we're both tired at that point. But, you know, it gets you better from a safety standpoint. You have to digest formations and make calls. To have that kind of pace, it makes you train faster, you think quicker and digest everything that's going on at a lot faster pace.
Malcolm, best of luck to you this season and the rest of training camp. Thank you very much for joining us here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.